Globe Ultra, GFI Digital, Dense Express, and STL Digital Media. Course and tickets will be $600, covering golf and cart for four players, lunch and booze. The tournament will get started with a 10:30 shotgun start. Get your tickets now. This is a first-come, first-served event. Go to eventbrite.com and search Lemmings Open to sign up today, or click the link to register on the 590thefan.com homepage.
Mariah from Newsletter's Fine Jewelry. We just want to take the time to thank each of our customers. We hope that during this time you have been well and continue to be. Despite these times, we are still here for any of your jewelry needs at the corner of Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or at wowdiamonds.com.
Back in the 1940s, Walter Byerly, a cabinet maker, decided to build house trailers. The Warren family purchased a small trailer in 1954. And so began a 20-year odyssey covering 47 states. Every summer, the Warrens hit the road. Hardly a national monument or park was missed, documented by hundreds of slides and notebooks recording expenses like $6.06 for groceries and $3.69 for 13 gallons of gas. You can see the Warrens' 1954 Byerly trailer on display at the lot and compare how RVs have changed in 60 years. Check us out at ByerlyRV.com, Eureka, Missouri.
Winning season returns at MyBookie. Winning season means doubling your first deposit. At MyBookie, winning season means hitting all your parlays and props with your feet up, watching your team trounce their rivals. Invest in your intuition. Use promo code KFNS and double your first deposit. New players get up to $1,000 in free play, designed to add more excitement to the sports you love and the games you bet. Use promo code KFNS and double your first deposit. Your winning season begins today, only at MyBookie.
Come enjoy the crisp fall air at Nilo, the Winchester 640-acre hunting and shooting oasis just 45 minutes from St. Louis. For nearly 70 years, Nilo has been one of the most premier outdoor destinations in the country for upland hunting and sporting clays. Now is the time to book a hunt for you and your guests and come shoot on select Wednesdays and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. With other times available for reservation, just call 618-466-0613 or visit them at NILOFarms.com.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all.
I've just been handed this bulletin. Frank, John Landoff Jr. will not be with you today. Again, repeating, he will not be with you today. Once again, it will be his son, one of his sons, John Landoff III. Well, that was just handed to me, so now I know who not to introduce and who to introduce. Ladies and gentlemen, Styx Landoff.
Afternoon, everybody.
Afternoon, Styx. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you, Frank?
I'm doing fine. Now, when did you know you'd be on today with us? How long ago? What kind of notice were you given?
It's usually the same every time. I get a text early in the afternoon that includes myself and Dan from my dad, just letting us know that I'll be the one doing the spot today.
Okay, so you had a couple hours.
I did.
Now,
yeah,
what did you do to prepare? You said to prepare. What did you do to prepare? What did you do to prepare?
Good man.
About 5 minutes before Dan called, I closed the door to my office and locked it just so no one would come in and interrupt while I'm doing the spot.
So that's the extent of your preparation. You closed the door. Right? Yeah. Do I have that right?
Correct.
Way to go.
Well, you know what? I like that honesty.
Well, he's one of us.
He is one of us. Lazy. He prepares about the same way we prepare for this show. And I was curious about that because sometimes we talk and then I talk too much and then we're finished. And I go, I wonder if it's something he wanted to say. We didn't give him time to say it. Apparently not. You don't have anything prepared. You're no Amy Coney Barrett, I'll tell you that. You know who she is?
Yes, Supreme Court justice nominee.
Hey, a millennial who knows what's going on in the world.
That deserves a round of applause, too.
Way to go, man.
Hey, and someone called a little while ago and said, look at the girl who plays in Ozark, who plays Justin Bateman's wife.
Laura Linney.
Laura Linney.
No, I said to my wife today, she reminds me of Laura Linney. I have a note I scribbled down to remind myself to mention she does look like Laura Linney in Ozark. She's hot in a natural kind of way. So since you have nothing prepared, what if I just said to you, and I think I'll just do this, it's an exercise in your ability to react, be spontaneous, off the cuff, impromptu, whatever. I'll just say to you, so Styx, what do you have for us that we need to know today? Now, see, now you have to have something, you have to say something. So go ahead.
Okay, well, I'll let everybody know that what we have for everyone today is deals. We have deals on everything in our inventory, from 2020 Silverados to the 2020 Impalas that we talked about on Monday. Between Florissant and St. Peter's, we have over 300 pre-owned vehicles on our lots. So we have a car.
Let me stop you. This sounds like somebody not prepared. This is a generic. We have deals. We have deals on everything. That's just sort of vague. Can you be more specific? Give me an example. Do you have a deal, like a particular deal, where you can give me an example of what we're talking about here?
Can I ask him a question?
Sure. Limey has a question.
All right, Stick. So I have got a 2016 Malibu that I bought from you guys. It's got about 40,000 miles on it. If I wanted to upgrade now, how much do you think I could get in for trade-in value for my vehicle to put towards a new vehicle?
Sticks, can I take a run at this? Because I am a frustrated car salesman. Can I take a shot at this? And by the way, also you could consider this as my early audition to work there, sort of a test me out, if you would, for when this falls apart. Can I take a run at this?
By all means.
All right, I'm going to pretend right now that I am working full-time for John Landolf, and Limey has asked me that question. Here's my answer. What we give you for your vehicle is, to some degree, dependent on what you purchase. If you're going to purchase a fully loaded Suburban, the amount we're going to give you on your vehicle will vary and be different than it would if you want to buy a Sonic or a Spark. But no matter which way you would go, I can assure you, no one is going to give you more for that Malibu right now than we're going to give you, because we need good used cars. How's that, Styx?
It was a little
vague.
I don't know if the vehicle that you're purchasing really depends on the amount we'll give someone for their vehicle, but you ended strong.
Ended strong, but I was still wrong. So his vehicle is going to be worth what it's worth no matter what he buys.
Yes, sir.
That was wrong. But there was a time before COVID and before the shortage of pre-owned vehicles where it was determined to some degree by what you purchased. In other words, you'd get, let's say, more for the trade-in if you were buying a car that costs more money. But because of the shortage,
they'd sweeten the deal
says
a little
that's
bit
not
more.
The case now.
Right.
Can I ask him a question?
Yeah, and now another customer question. Here is Tim Woodburn. Now, go ahead, Tim.
Hi, Styx. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
Good, thank you. You know, your dad picks on Frank a lot when he's on this show. And it gets uncomfortable to the point where your dad picks on him so bad. Is there anything annoying that he does that your family points out to him that Frank could discreetly bring up next time he comes on the show?
That's a good one.
There you go.
I mean, like, is there something Mrs. Landolf constantly is ragging him about or something that maybe you kids are like, you know, geez, Dad, that's so annoying. Can you give us some ammo, please? Promise to leave you out of it.
You're probably talking to the wrong son. You want to talk to the youngest Timmy, because he's the one that can kind of get away with giving my dad trouble and bring that up. But I will say one thing I know he does that drives my mom crazy.
Oh, tell us.
Anytime she has a glass of ice water sitting out, that's hers, he will constantly go over and take sips out of it.
Not
because he's thirsty. He just knows that it bugs her.
You got to have more than that. That's
bugs her.
I really don't. When we were younger, sometimes when he would get home at the end of the day, he'd take his dress socks and chuck them at us. be funny.
That's nasty.
That's sticky.
That's cruel. That's child
that's
abuse.
Child abuse. It is.
Throwing dirty socks at your kids. And by the way, I think you said ask another brother. He's saying we should ask brother who doesn't work there and can't be fired.
Tim. Yeah.
That's smart.
Precisely.
Yeah. Smart man.
That's very smart.
Well, next time we have Sticks on, we should have them both on at the same time.
Yeah. Anybody else got a hypothetical?
Well, anybody should have got an answer for my question.
Well, but you did.
Oh, well.
You did.
So.
Well, he can't give you a number. Dr. Doug's hand is up. Dr. Doug, yes, what do you have?
Oh, hi. How you doing?
Sticks. His name is Sticks.
Sticks. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. How are you, Sticks?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good, good. So my question is, I'm looking at trucks. And, all the trucks look great. What makes the Chevy Silverado a truck I should look at more seriously than, let's say, a GM or a Ram or whatever?
Okay, can I take a run at this, too?
By all means, Frank.
Doc, as a full-time employee of Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, I can tell you that it's not so much what makes Chevy Silverado best and what separates it from the others. It's a Londoff Silverado. You know, Silverados are Silverados, but when you get a Johnny Londoff Silverado, you're getting a lot more than just the Silverado. You're getting the Londoff experience, and you only get that at Johnny Londoff. How was that, Sticks? Was that good?
That was fantastic,
thank
Frank.
You, thank
and
you.
And the Londoff love.
Londoff love, yeah.
Yeah,
Londoff love.
Yeah, you're getting a great buying experience, Dr. Doug.
Okay. I would like to hear Sticks' answer to that, though, because this is we're in a pickup world, and everybody has pickups. Ford has, GMC has a pickup, Dodge has a pickup, Toyota has a pickup, a lot of pickups out there. What is the answer to that question about why a Silverado?
I would say the Silverado over another manufacturer would be because Chevy has really become the leader, and General Motors as well, in pickups with the technology that they incorporate into the vehicle design, the features that they offer, and then going beyond that, why specifically from Johnny Londoff Chevrolet would be everything that you mentioned, Frank, the experience that we'll give you before and after the sale, and other great features like our lifetime powertrain warranty that comes free of charge with the vehicle. You can purchase it from me, visit with me in person. We cater to the needs of our customers. So however you would like the experience to go, we will strive to deliver that for you.
That's perfect.
Wow. Way to go, man.
Not bad.
Does that truck also come with a young, beautiful woman in the front seat?
Are you married? Aren't you married?
Shit, I forgot.
Wait.
Yeah, let it go.
All right. Did you say...
They can't fire him. What are you going to do? Fire him?
Doc, man, come on. Simple rules, dude.
Yeah. You almost completed the SA tour.
Stick with the rules. Yeah,
you
gotta, almost.
You got to play by the rules.
Oh, I'm sorry, Stitz.
Well, I can't... anybody else? I can't think of it. Dan, you're the only one who hasn't asked a question. As a pretending to be a Londoff customer. See,
no,
we're trying to teach Sticks that you absolutely can survive without being prepared, because being prepared won't always really prepare you when you don't know what's coming at you, what you're going to get hit with.
And I actually did ask him a question before we went on the air, and I told him that I'm interested, and probably in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to come out and drive him and check him out on a Chevy Trax. I really like the smaller SUV, the Trax. And I was asking him if it was better to buy or to lease. I asked him how the leases were. And Sticks, go ahead and tell him what you told me.
Well, I told him that when you come out here, we can present both options, monthly payment for a purchase and for a lease. And really, they both have their benefits. It's just it's a case-by-case basis what the suits the needs of the customer better. I would say smaller SUVs and sedans, cars, you're probably better off leasing. And then if you were to get into like a pickup truck or a full-size SUV, vehicles that hold their value better and longer, you might be better off with a purchase. But it just goes by. Some people love to lease because they're under factory warranty the entire time they're in the vehicle, and other people like to have something like with a full size with a Suburban or Silverado, where however long their term is on their payment, once they paid it off, they have something of value still in the vehicle that they're driving. But again, Sorry, Frank.
No, I'm going to throw something because I've done both. I've leased, I've purchased lots of times for both.
Too.
And to me, here's the difference. If you like to get into a new vehicle every 2 or 3 years, you're just somebody just itching to, I get the urge every, I need a new, I'd lease because you can roll in and out and, you know what your payment's going to be. You're always under warranty. You don't have anything, any cash outlay up front. You don't have a trade in. If you have an older vehicle, sell it and pocket the money and then do the lease. But if you're somebody that keeps a car 8 or 10 years, what's the point of leasing? Right. There's no benefit, and you're going to be in it long enough to muddle through the depreciation easily so that you get to the point where you're not upside down anymore. And long term, yeah, I would buy. But you're on every 2, 3 years, I need a new vehicle. I'd lease it.
Doesn't it come to the come down to the number of miles you're going to drive every year?
Well, that does. Yeah, that's if you put 50,000 miles a year, don't lease, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely correct.
But if you stay within 12,000-15,000 miles a year, yeah, you lease it. But that's a good point. Now, you can, at least I've known of cases. I had a buddy who was a sales rep, and he put 40,000-50,000 easy a year, and at one time he worked out a lease that was just a ridiculous lease. It was like a 40,000, but it cost, I mean, the payment was, he'd been better off to just buy it. Sometimes you can make those deals, but usually it's a 12,000-15,000 miles a year, right?
Correct. The standard is between 10,000-15,000 miles a year, and you can add extra miles onto that, but it does increased payment, things like that. So
it defeats the purpose. It defeats the purpose of leasing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we learned a lot here, didn't we?
This was definitely a learning experience.
See how not being prepared can pay off.
Yeah. Who was the other guy we used to interview over there every week?
See, that's not. I know that's supposed to be funny.
Well, that's
we're
not
supposed
funny.
To say, oh, it's his dad, but this just is not funny.
And someone actually called too and said that Styx has gone above and beyond what we would actually do to prepare because he actually closed his door and locked it.
Yeah, we don't do that.
Right. Yeah.
We forget to close the door, actually.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything you'd like to ask us about the radio business?
Oh, now I am unprepared.
if the answer is no, that's okay, because we probably wouldn't know the answer anyway.
Do you have to have the show constantly on, like, a delay in case anything slips up word-wise?
You mean like when Doc cusses?
Yeah. like when Dr. Doug says the SH word. We are on a 7. Is it 7
yeah.
seconds?
7-second delay when the person before me remembers to do it.
Which we almost never use. It's so rare. We'll go 6 months and never have to clip anything. It's just very unusual that we have to do that. And part of the reason is because there was a time when in radio, if somebody said, oh, hell, oh, what? That had to be cut out. Everything has changed. The FCC has become a lot looser. They've had to be a little more lenient. So short of somebody using the F word, and the FCC has even allowed that broadcast live on TV in sporting events in the locker room because of the context in which it's used. So, yeah, we have that, but we almost never use it.
Very cool.
So that was a good question.
Well, now I've learned something.
There you have. We have too. And all you have to do is wrap this up, and I think you know how to do that. Give them your phone number.
Absolutely. Here in Florissant, 314-837-1800. And in St. Peter's, 636-706-5700. And you can shop anytime at lawndoff.com.
All right. There you go. Well done. Styx Lawndoff, everybody. Thank you, Styx.
Thank you, guys. Have a great week.
Bye-bye. Now, see, I guarantee you, I know they do some other radio. Not a lot. It's never as good as this. They don't get that kind of, you know, ability to exercise their spontaneity the way they do.
And here, we learned about Johnny that he's a dirty sock thrower and he's a drink stealer.
Drink stealer.
Now that's ammo for you for down the road. Dirty sock thrower.
Next time we talk to him, and if he says it, we'll go, oh, yeah, is that right, dirty sock thrower? And he'll go, what are you talking about? I don't know what that means. And then we'll lay it on him. Oh, sure you don't. And then we'll hit him with that child
abuse. We hear you like to come home at night and steal your wife's drink and throw socks at your kids.
Yeah, dirty socks, not just socks.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe you should, instead of throwing those socks at your kids, maybe throw them at that guy who was in St. Louis radio and TV who liked to sniff dirty socks.
He
only likes strippers' dirty socks. Man. So that's not going to
work. I don't know that one.
No, that's Doc, this is one of the all-time great stories.
Yeah, I heard that
Let me just tell you real briefly.
Real.
Yeah, this is a guy whose name you would know. I have to say this right up front. Folks, do not email me and ask me the name. I'm not gonna give it to you, but we have 100% confirmation because it came from directly the mouth of a stripper in East St. Louis to an employee at our old station who went over there, young guy, went over to a strip club and starts kind of mouthing off, I work at a radio station. And when he told her where, she said, oh, blank, blank, I think you know him. He's on radio and he's on television. He's a regular here and he buys our dirty socks. Dead serious. And you'll know his name.
Yep.
And right now, everybody else in radio or TV is out there nervous thinking, well, I hope they don't think he's talking about me. Yeah. Well, you don't have anything to be nervous about unless you too buy strippers' dirty socks.
And I don't know why Tim brings that bag of dirty socks to work every day.
See, again. No, again. Oh, your humor. See, you're a veterinarian, okay? Not a comedian.
The dog laughs at me when I say stuff like that.
I will tell you off the air who it is, and you will know his name.
Okay.
You will know his name. TV, radio, St. Louis. No, don't email me. I'm not going to tell you. Can we have Dr. Doug's actual music? There it is.
I actually have a question for Dr. Doug. Goody for you.
I actually screwed up here because we got carried away the first hour, and there's a bit of business I have to do, so we'll do this. I'm going to introduce Dr. Doug. I'm going to tell you he's sponsored by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, and then I'm going to talk about Window World, and then Dr. Doug can talk. But first, let's welcome Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, how is everybody today?
Terrific, doctor. How are you?
I am A-L-P-L.
Why have you started doing that?
I'm E.M. in the P.M.
It kind of reminds me of an old radio show that on TV or something.
Okay, it doesn't remind us of that, but
he had a bowl before we came in.
Yeah, he did.
If you don't mind, I would like to talk about Window World, and then we'll take some calls. Our numbers, if you decide to call and you have a pet question for Dr. Doug, you actually should know them by now. 314-821-0590. Or 855-282-8255. Window World is a 15-16 year advertiser, something like that. And I also rewatched the video that we took. Bill Cleveland was my videographer out at Window World. If you've never seen that, you should check it out. It's on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AM and the PM, or at frankopinion.com. It's an interesting little interview with somebody who's pretty far up the ladder at Window World, actually, in charge of sales and the trivia night each year, and a look at their warehouse where they store all their windows. They need a big warehouse because, in case you don't know it, this is the number one selling replacement window in the country. And they don't service the entire country out of St. Louis Metro East. And the guys who own Window World here also own the franchise in Kansas City. Hence, the deal with two big sports teams where they were able to strike a deal and be the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues and the official window of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. I think the number in St. Louis in the short 17 years they've been around is just shy of 60,000 homes in St. Louis that have Window World windows. That's a pretty impressive number and a lot of homes. And I always appreciate it when you email me and tell me your Window World experience, like the guy last week who said they got a bid for three windows and ended up, because the Window World rep was so wonderful, the product was so impressive, they ended up with 23, not three, Window World windows. I love emails like that. Please continue to send me those, and please continue to tell Window World that you're AM and the PM. That's the only thing that keeps us on the air here. You want to know more, go to windowworldstlouis.com. Dan, is Jim here for Dr. Doug?
I think so. He was calling about a monkey earlier.
Well, that sounds like a Dr. Doug call to me. Sure, and then when we take this call and another one or two, we're going to have to talk about this YouTube video that Tim brought to my attention. I'm sure a lot of people have seen it with the cougar and the guy hiking. But first, let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm great. I'm also AM and a PM.
Well, a lot of people are. All the good people are. What do you got, Jim?
Yeah, when I was about 12 years old, my mom dropped me off at school. I was in the sixth grade. So I'm walking down the aisle, and all these kids are pointing at me and hollering and screaming. And I remembered I had our monkey on my shoulder. I forgot and got out of the car with the monkey on my shoulder.
Is this a true story?
Yes.
How do you not know there's a, what, is this a monkey you had at home?
Yeah, we had a pet shop. We had all kinds of critters.
Yeah.
But we had a pet monkey. My grandma made clothes for it, you know.
Yeah, and you, how do you not know there's a monkey on your shoulder?
Well, you're not paying attention. Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just a little bitty. It was so little, you couldn't feel it?
Was it one of those little spider monkeys?
Those are little.
Well, they're not too big. It was a white-faced capuchin.
Okay.
You ever heard of that, Doc? Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah,
just saw one last week.
Yeah, they're neat. And another thing, when you're 12 years old and your grandma sends you down to the grocery store to get diapers for it, you know what you use for diapers?
What?
Kotex.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, look what we learned. We just learned Kotex is a great monkey diaper.
Huh.
I didn't know that.
You were talking about it a few weeks ago. And I thought about calling in, but whatever.
Well, now you didn't.
You cut a
hole. Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Jim.
You use the wings?
Yeah.
No, nowadays they use the preemie diapers. And that works great on these little guys.
Okay.
Oh.
Hi, Jim. Well, that's a good story. Thank you.
Okay, it's true. You guys have a good day.
I believe you. I believe it's true.
Yeah.
I don't doubt it for a minute.
I have a monkey story.
Okay, well, hang on to it. Tim, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Good. Fine. AM and the PM.
Thank you, Tim.
I love that one.
What's up?
At what age does a puppy go off of puppy food onto adult food?
That's a good question.
That's a good question. And it varies a lot about the breed, the size of the breed. You know, they all are different. But generally what we say is that the dogs at about 6 months of age, they've got their canines breaking through, their adult canines, and they are pretty much, except for the bigger giant breeds, pretty much have the stature of an adult. And around that time, between 6 and 10 months, I think, it varies a lot, you could easily start transition to an adult food. But I usually do that. I make sure and tell people to use the same food manufacturer that you had in the puppy form. So if it's XYZ brand, you want to stay in the same opportunity because then you'll have less chance of getting a diarrhea and upset tummies and vomiting and stuff.
Okay. So when the dog reaches its full size, that's when you...
Well, 6 months, it doesn't have its thickness or bulk, but it's got its stature kind of size.
So that's all usually about 6 months.
Yeah, and big giant breeds, their stature isn't mature until they're 18 to 20 months sometimes. So a lot of people wait till they're about a year before they'll start changing the diet. And again, your veterinarian may have a specific opinion about that, so I always tell you to listen to them first and foremost, although I think I'm right.
Okay. Well, you read it a long time, so.
Yeah.
All right, Tim, well, that help?
That helps very much. I appreciate the help. Thank you very much,
thank
Doctor.
You.
Our pleasure.
Now,
I have a couple of questions.
Okay, go ahead.
Dr. Doug, one question. When somebody moves, how do you acclimate? Is there a special way to acclimate
a
dog?
You might just say you're getting ready to move. It's you, right?
Yes.
You're moving.
Yeah, I am getting ready to move. And is there anything special that you do to acclimate the dog for the new surroundings or anything like that?
So what I would do, again, there's a lot of conditions that go to this answer, but as Judge Barrett would say, I can't give you final decisions. You're going to have to make that on your own.
Okay.
But
can I just say, I don't think it takes long at all for a dog, my experience, for a dog to get acclimated to a new... Tim just moved, and he's got two dogs.
I'm having problems.
You are?
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't think it takes long at all.
Well, I think the best thing to do is to kind of isolate them to an area of the house that you can have total control. Maybe you put them into crates initially, and you take them out, and you control their freedom and their time. You take them outside. It's almost like training a puppy from the beginning to know that outside is the place of work, and inside is for play and love. So until they learn the rules of the house. So that's important. And then the other thing you want to do is, if you don't have a fenced-in yard, you might want to get one of those the fence,
invisible fence.
Like the invisible fence, the electric fences, because, you know, this dog is going to be stimulated by new things, and if there's a feral raccoon or something running around, you don't want them bolting away from your
yard. I just got a question, and this is, I think, a good question. Does somebody make an invisible fence type thing for indoors?
Yes.
Where you, in other words, you don't need these baby gates in every door. They Absolutely. Will not go room to room. They do make that?
Well, they use the same one, and they just modify it to that, and I've had clients do that. And they want to keep the dogs in certain areas right. out of other areas. So you're absolutely right, Frank. That is a
because the baby gate thing gets old, or it put does. A couple of chairs up to block the door.
Right. Or I can never open them.
Yeah. The baby gates. No, they are. The baby gates are they're very difficult to figure out.
Well, I'm Polish, so I have so, an excuse.
But does it help a little bit to have your own furniture? I mean, we're taking our furniture and everything, and your own furniture there. And
my answer to that would be wouldn't make any difference.
I don't think so either. I'd throw some dirty socks and underwear around the house so they get the idea real quick.
Well, we do that already. Yeah, we already do that.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to make a big difference. They will have those smells that are familiar, but the biggest part, and I don't know what Tim Woodward's experiencing, but I think most importantly, you want them to learn where it's proper to go to the bathroom. That's
yes.
first and foremost. So that's your first challenge, is focus on that. And then the other big concern is the yard and what accessibility they have to getting away or whatever. And okay. I think that's important.
All right.
My problem is that they had freedom at my old house. They had a doggy door. They could come and go as they please. They could get outside. I'm now in a basement environment where they're cooped up behind a locked door with no window. And now when I leave, they make a whine sound that they, both of them, and they have never made this sound in their lives.
That sounds kind of so the first question is when did you realize you didn't love your pets?
Doc, you've gone off the rails. What happened to him the last few weeks?
No, he says,
this new radio personality not working out.
Can you leave and get on call from a phone like you used to do
where you couldn't hear
wow.
me? I'm just teasing, Tim. What is going on with them that
they constantly whine for extended periods after I leave, and I have a housemate who lives upstairs, and the whine is getting on her nerves.
Uh-oh. Try some radio right by their facility where they're staying, and you might even throw in some extra dollars.
Do you leave noise going for them?
I don't.
Because my son does that, and it works. He does.
Really?
They have a... it's a music of some sort,
right?
And they say it makes all the difference in the
world.
That's
what I said. The radio,
the dog hears, and it's a familiar because they play the same whatever the music is.
Right.
Don't play our show.
Well, that's funny you say that, because that's what I did. I thought maybe hearing my voice, I blasted the 590 The Fan app on my desktop computer with the speakers up, and I played this show loud. Okay. And I'm told they still whine.
Do you have a camera where you can watch them? That's the other thing they do. They can go to the phone, and it's just like a Nest Cam or something, and they can see how the dog is reacting to whatever sound they left on.
I haven't done that, but that's not a bad idea. I just need to find some place to live where I can get them back to what they're used to.
Yeah.
Buy your old house back.
That's not going to happen.
No, that's what an FM DJ would do. He'd go buy his house back for more than he sold it for. go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to move on to my other question.
Sorry, Dan.
Well, go ahead.
The next question is, someone called in and he said he was driving, didn't want to hang on the phone, but how much does it cost for the, say, lifetime maintenance of a dog? Like, if you get a dog and then you're going to get the shots, spaying, the neutering, or whatever.
And you mean per year, the whole life of the dog?
Well, maybe, I guess, per year.
Can I take a guess per year? I don't know the way Tim would know, or maybe Dan would know, because I don't currently have a dog. I'm going to say in the course of a year, the average person will spend, assuming they get the dog as a puppy, $1,500. That's my guess.
And we veterinarians would love that.
Yeah, doesn't cost that much?
I don't think it costs that much. Well, I would say it could.
Now, that's the puppy. I mean, neuter, spay, the first shots, the whole thing, first year. But every year, average, 800.
I'd say that was still a little high, but that's fine. And something can come up, and that bill goes up to 2,000 or 3,000. So I would say about 500-600, I think, would be unexpected.
Well, if you give your dogs bones like I do, those are very expensive. You're looking at least $2 a day just for food.
And that's why they're
raining. 365 days a year. That's $740 bucks. Well, that's what I do to prevent the whining.
You did that without a calculator.
I wait until I leave and give them the bone at the last second so that they'll be distracted with something else instead of me leaving.
You might get the, what's the toy? It's very durable, and you can put peanut butter inside it.
Kong.
Kong toys.
Really?
And that'll spend time. They'll spend time working on that, and that's healthy for them.
Trying to get to the peanut butter?
Yeah, you put it in the core, and then they sit there for hours.
There is something to this peanut butter thing. Because we had our last dog. We had it was like a football, but it was hollow in the middle, and we jammed. And he would work on trying to get his tongue in there to get that peanut butter out for hours. So there's something to that. They like peanut butter.
I'm going
to
get that one this weekend.
It's a great supplement.
Okay, now, let's get to this video. Folks, there's a video on YouTube. I watched it while Tim did. He said, "Mom, I'm doing the news. Go out and watch this video." Now, I don't do what he tells me, but he said it in sort of a, not like a command, but a request. So I did. Essentially, it's a guy in Utah. He's hiking and he encounters a cougar. The cougar is, I guess, the mom. There's some cubs involved. And I guess the cougar in the video, you get the impression that thinks her cubs are being threatened by this guy. So this guy's hiking. And once he realizes this cougar is coming toward him, he starts backing up. Mm-hmm. Holding his camera up the whole time and doing profanity-laced commentary, O-S-H, O-F, O-O, please, and he's talking to the cougar. I maintain it's, to some degree, staged. Because if I were, and Doc agreed, if I were being charged at or stalked by a cougar, I don't think I could keep holding my phone up for 6 or 7 minutes commenting. I'd take a picture, video, so that when they found my body, somebody would know what happened, and then I'd be concentrating on picking up a big rock, and there were plenty of them around, or a big stick. I wouldn't be trying to do a YouTube video.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it's real. I think the guy's an idiot, because you can see the cubs before you can see the mother in the video.
But it seems to me like he's too concerned with getting a YouTube video, because when the cougar finally runs away, he puts the camera on himself and goes, "Well, that actually happened." Really?
Right, because, the second he started recording, he knew he was going to be internet famous. Like, I wish I could see a cougar and just be like, "Oh, look at me. I got a million hits on YouTube."
Oh, okay.
You know, I think it's real, but I think the guy was an idiot.
But then Dr. Doug said he had a monkey story you were going to tell.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've got. Well, I can tell you a cat story or a monkey
story. Let's have them both.
Okay. Well, the cat story was when my kids were little, very little, and I was working as a zoo vet at the Fort Worth Zoo, I had to take care of some private sanctuaries that had big cats. So one day,
when you say private, these are private citizens who own
big cats. Right, the non-for-profit that takes a lot of these cats are cute when they're little,
like Tiger King.
Tiger,
that whole compound.
Right, you can buy a little a lion for probably a couple $100.
So I could buy a lion for $200.
Probably $300 to $500. Yeah,
but that's sometimes actually less. Something I could do.
Yeah, I can get you a cobra for $50.
No, are you serious?
Yeah.
Who would do
come over and live with you.
Okay, hold on. Now, hold on. We have to hear Dan's Cowardly Lion from The Wizard of Oz. Go ahead, Dan.
I'll come over and live with you. Just don't hit me on the nose.
You got to let him do it. You have a choice.
Very good.
So who in the world buys a cobra for $50?
I'd buy one if I had a terrarium or something to put it in. Heck yeah.
Really? Well, you're cobra. Insane.
When's your birthday?
Are you kidding me?
When's your birthday?
November 6th, in a couple weeks, actually. Wait, that is great house security.
No, somebody breaks into your house. Get him a cobra. I'll pay for it. Let's put a cobra in Limey's house.
I can wait. Wait, you're going to buy me a cobra, really?
Yeah, if it's $50, I will buy you a cobra.
Yeah, hell yeah, I'll take a cobra.
I'll let Doc get it.
Don't you have kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to feed him to the cobra, am I?
What if he escapes?
Exactly. What if he does escape?
You
got a little.
You
got a little baby boy.
Do you want a king cobra that's about 18 foot, or would you like to have a little
cobra? Like, you know, just a regular little cobra.
Doesn't matter. It's a cobra. It's, yeah. It's venomous.
I'll take a cobra. I'll take a cobra.
Okay, and then when it's delivered, we'll take bets. We'll make a chart. How many days before Limey doesn't show up one day because he was killed by a cobra?
Well, that's another. I could write stories.
You could die trying to feed it the wrong way, and
they spit.
Well, you gotta be. Well, that's like
a spitting cobra.
That's a spitting cobra. Obviously, I would not get one.
Those are really scary. Those are really scary.
I think you think it'd be cool to have a cobra. Push come to shove, I don't think you want a cobra.
I think it would be cool to have a cobra. If I could get a secure enough terrarium, one of those cool ones where you could actually like feed the animal without the snake escaping, like they have trap doors on it. Mm-hmm. So you put the mouse in, you open one door, then you open the other, the mouse falls in. Something like that, sure.
Yeah.
But I'd have to train on how to get the cobra out of there so I could clean it and then put it back
what
in.
What kind of life is that for a snake to sit there in a glass cage all day?
Yeah. Thanks.
It's the exact same as my dog sitting in their apartment.
Cobra Kai.
Well, he can move around at least, you know. Right. I mean, it's...
And your dog's, okay. Your dog's
I'd get,
not
I'd get
venomous.
I'd get a decent-sized terrarium. I mean, okay. It's the exact same as St. Louis
Zoo. A long time ago.
I can still remember. Sorry.
Dr. Doug brought over to my house for my boys to see a baby. It was a cub. Was it a tiger?
Tiger.
It was a tiger. Right. Now it wasn't a little bitty tiger, but it wasn't a full grown. It was on its way to becoming a tiger that could eat you and kill you. And when he brought it over, we played with it, and I thought, well, this is really a cute thing. I'd like to have one. Until it went, and he opened it, and I thought, oh my, this is this is the early stage of. I'm going to eat you first chance. And that's when I thought, nah, I don't think I'd want one of these. He was just old enough that
I don't remember growling at you.
No, he did. It wasn't a growl. It was a...
The hiss?
That thing where they...
My concern would be the claws, you know, because you're going to take that thing to the groomer, and if you wait an extra day or two, and it should be at the groomer, but it's not... Or do you declaw them?
What are we still talking about? Cobras?
Oh, because they want to play with you and they think they're playing, and then your jugular's hit and then you're sick, you know.
Yeah, right.
Gushing blood.
Yeah. Right.
It's all fun and games until somebody loses a jugular.
Again, you're bringing up all these stories. I had a.
When you brought it over, I said, what about the claws? And Dr. Pernikoff said, well, let me read it to you. In the event that this animal kills your children, he had a clause. He actually had a clause written in a piece of paper.
Oh my God.
See what I did there? Claws versus claws. Go ahead, Doc.
Claws.
Well, I've got so many stories. I don't even know where to go with this.
Monkey or cat? You had a cat story.
Oh, okay. So we go out to the sanctuary, and we were supposed to see a 600-pound lion that was sick.
Whoa.
And his name was Leo. And he was in a cage
by himself.
That's
an unusual name for a lion.
I had no part in it.
And you married his sister.
What?
600-pound lion. He married his sister.
I would have said, Marilyn, if you're listening,
that
was Tim Woodburn.
That is not funny.
No, it was Tim Woodburn.
He's been picking on me this whole segment. I had to say something.
You go to treat a 600-pound lion.
I got my three little kids, and they're showing us cage by cage all the different types of cats they have, from small to big, whatever. And then the lady is, we're approaching Leo's cage, and she starts screaming, oh my God, Leo's out. We all look over there, and Leo, the guy had left the door open. Leo was sitting outside the cage door.
Ooh.
We were all there. My kids were like little babies and stuff. Mm-hmm. We picked up everybody, and we did exactly what you're not supposed to do. We ran like crazy to the house. So we got in the house, thankfully, and she's trying to offer my little kids, who were scared to death and crying, cookies and stuff. Meanwhile, she's got a big pistol sticking in the back of her, and my kids are looking like this. Anyway, so the guy, the husband was a big game hunter from Tanzania for many, many years, and he was a German guy. He says, Doug, well, give me the dogs. I'll go chase that. So the first thing I did was they wanted me to go out and dart the cat that was not in a cage. I said, I don't think so. So the guy lassoed it and tied it to the cage that he had been in. So now the lion's sitting there, and I sneak around into the cage, and I get ready to dart him through the cage. I dart him in the tush.
Now you're holding your hands like a blowgun.
Yeah, I'm great with a blowgun.
Was it a dart blowgun?
Yeah.
Wow. Good thing you didn't
suck in too hard. Anyway, so I hit the cat. The cat bolted, broke the rope. It broke. and he's gone. And there was a big horse ranch right next door. Mm-hmm. We were thinking, oh, my God, free food. So that's when he asked me for the dart. And he went out and stalked that lion and shot it twice with two darts and brought it back. And we did a full workup. And I go, wow, that was really
cool. What's
a
monkey story?
Oh, the monkey story was recently a friend of mine's chimp got away. So they called me. And I went there. This is true. And I said, where's the chimp?
No, what we're doing, Doc, we're doing it to everyone, including you, when people start using the crutch, we just throw that at them. And in time, we'll all sort of curb our use of as a crutch.
It's I just think it's a great idea.
It is a good idea.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
He's going to do it on purpose.
No, see, that wasn't funny.
That was.
No, 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 okay. Let's take a vote. Was that funny?
No.
No, it wasn't. No. Go ahead.
So I asked, where's the chimp? And this is like a young adult. And they said, well, it's inside the RV. And I go, oh, you want me to go inside the RV with an adult, young adult?
How big is chimp? This chimp?
It was probably stood up this tall.
This is radio. Tall. They can't see your hand. You're holding your hand up.
That was smooth. Doc.
How tall? How big? How much weight? How much?
Probably weighed about, I would say, about 130.
So a human sized monkey.
Yeah, but that's not a big chimp. That's a big. That's an all right sized chimp.
Medium.
So, it's one I'd run from.
So I go in with my, the lady's daughter actually knew the chimp. So we went in together. We lock ourselves in. And here's this trailer. It was an abandoned trailer on the grounds, and it was just a mess, junk and everything. So she and I walk towards the bedroom, and there's the chimp in there. And she sees me, who she's known over the years, and she puts a blanket over herself.
The chimp.
The chimp does, because she sees I have the dart gun, and she doesn't want to get hit. So she's got herself completely covered.
Not the woman, because I know a lot of times women you're with do put blankets over their
head.
They do.
They don't want to see me coming. So, literally. But anyway, so.
Oh, my God.
It's just unbelievable. Oh, just when you think he can't go any lower.
Yeah, he can. Yeah. Go ahead.
We've not hit bottom.
I'm just telling you that the chimp is like waving its hand at me and crying with its fangs. Like, and it's going, you know, just waving at me. So, it starts to get out of the bed to come towards me, and I go, oh, my God, this is it. I'm done. So I back up, and so is the lady, and I fall on some junk, and I'm laying there, and the chimp now is sitting over me going, with its fangs.
You're on your back on the floor, and a chimp is on top of you.
Literally standing over me and still waving its hand and crying. And then I realized it's not trying to hurt me. It's afraid of me.
Trying to make love to me.
That's who you marry.
Chimp porn.
Hey, is there chimp porn? Is there chimp porn? You know there is.
I would hope not.
You know there is.
Oh, yeah.
I would really hope not.
There is.
Yeah, don't come to my house. We won't show you. Anyway.
You have 30 seconds.
Okay, so the bottom line is that after I realized that she wasn't really trying to hurt me, she was afraid of me, I just kind of yelled, get back in the room. And she runs back in the bedroom. So I walked back in and darted her twice. We got her back in and took her back where she belonged.
You used a lot of darts in your
life. Yeah, man.
Oh, it was great.
All right. Well, there you have a lion story and a chimp story.
Can I say one thing to qualify?
If you can do it in 10 seconds.
Okay, 10 seconds is we don't support people, especially people who don't know what they're doing, getting these exotic animals. My job as a veterinarian is to take care of whatever's there, but we don't support and encourage people to do that. I just want to mention
that. There you go. Or cobras or anything else they don't know anything about.
So am I getting a cobra or not?
Doc, no.
You're going to
get one. You're
going to
get one. Dr. Doug Karnikoff, everybody, the man who will be acquiring the cobra that we're going to buy for Limey. This is going to be great.
We're going to hear so many responses.
Yeah. Dr. Doug brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. I have just enough time to remind you how long I've gone to the same dentist. 47 and a half years, Ballast Dental Care. I have a brand new crown that I'm very proud of. The only frustrating thing is I can't show it to anybody. To show somebody your new crown, you'd have to open your mouth like the lion and the coward, the lion and the Wizard of Oz. You can't see my crown, but trust me, it's there and I'm very proud of it. It's a beautiful porcelain crown. And it was put on by Ballast Dental Care, the people who have done all my dental work for 47 and a half years. My invitation is the same as it's been for 47 and a half years. Well, it hasn't been 40 because I've only been speaking for them on the air for about 18 years. So it's the same as it's been for 18 years, and it's this. If you'll make one appointment at Ballast Dental Care, I don't care where you go, where you have gone, how long it's been since you've gone, or how recently you've gone, you got yourself a new dental clinic because you're not ever going to want to go back anywhere you went before. There you go. It's that simple. Let me know how it goes. Be sure to tell them your AM and the PM at Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. Stick around because you know what's next. It's 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is locally owned 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. President Trump says his Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, is doing a great job at her confirmation hearing. He made those remarks before leaving for a rally in Iowa. Barrett's going through day two of answering questions from senators on the Judiciary Committee. Terry Moore.